Yes, go ahead. Welcome everybody. Next Thursday night again. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you tonight. Real excited to share some information about that cholesterol myth. Guys, man, I can't even express how frustrated I am and have been for quite some time in this industry for how often we hear about cholesterol is a problem. You got high cholesterol, you're definitely going to have issues. You're probably going to die. I'm telling you, there are some interesting things that I'm going to share with you tonight that hopefully help you have a better understanding of how the body works, what fat really is, and what cholesterol really is, and why it's important. So as we get started here, we say hello to everyone coming on. Barry, man, welcome. I appreciate the follow. Stephen O'Malley, and you've been a supporter for a long time, Stephen. I certainly do appreciate it. Sarah Younger, another great warrior out there, teaching the principles of true health, alkaline water, enzyme-based nutrition. Rebecca, welcome. John Nardozzi. Man, I have to take a quick second and brag on John Nardozzi, who just logged on. One of our technical writers here at Core Health Products, and one of the greatest minds that I've ever known, truthfully. He thinks in a different way. And John, I say that with the greatest respect, man. The way he put things into words. In fact, guys, I'm going to reference tonight a lot of points from an article that John wrote for us about a year ago on beating the cholesterol myth. In fact, Liz or Chris, I know you're listening in, or maybe even you, John. If you have a link to that blog, you can always find it on our website, guys. But John, why don't you or somebody put that link in the comments down below, in the notes down there, so that people have access to that blog. It's a great article, and John has written a lot of articles for us, a lot more to come. He and I are collaborating on a few books we're going to be writing together, but John, welcome to the call. Appreciate you being on. Alan Peters, man, welcome. Sarah, it's my pleasure to do these. I love doing them, especially when I see you guys sharing them with other people. Now, tonight's call, or broadcast, guys, it really is important, okay? And I don't say that because I want people to think that I'm important. The topic in and of itself is extremely, extremely important because cholesterol is not bad in the way that the industry is trying to make us believe, okay? Now, when we look at that, in fact, this is going to be my thrash, okay, my Thursday night thrash, and last week I didn't do one, but I felt like tonight's time for another thrashing. And that is this, guys, that whole industry, the statin industry is a $29 billion industry, just the statin portion of it, okay, the statin drugs, not to mention all the other aspects of big interest that are taking advantage of the fear that has really been created that cholesterol is bad. Because cholesterol falls into that fat category. And fat is easy to address by many people in this industry. So they've made it seem like such a scary, bad thing. And they are making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of it. In fact, guys, think of it this way. Heart disease is the number one killer in America today. Number one. Okay? It kills more people than anything else. More than cancer, more than diabetes, more than traffic accidents, more than alcoholism, more than drugs, more than anything. Heart disease is the number one killer. And guess who is happy as can be? Guess who is pleased as punch that heart disease is the number one killer? You want to know who's happy about that? The drug company and the big food company. They're who are happy about it. And it's not fair and it's not right, guys. They keep feeding into this thing that, oh man, our food has reduced fat. Oh, we've reduced our cholesterol count. We have no saturated fat, and their sales continue to rise. Okay, look at it. It was only about a decade ago when the whole fat-free craze came aboard. Okay, when everything started being about fat-free, you know, we heard the phrase, if it's not fat-free, it's not for me. Okay, guys, I'm telling you, you will see a book that has a lot of input from John Nardozzi and Liz Bailey and myself and many others in this industry called The Fat-Free Rod. Guys, it is fraudulent, in my experience, that these huge industries are taking advantage of this fear that has been created out of smoke that cholesterol is going to kill you. Triglycerides are going to kill you. Heart disease is going to kill you. Now, heart disease might kill you, okay, but they're fear that what they created around what causes heart disease, okay? When people think heart disease, the first thing they think about is cholesterol. And so by the simple deduction, you say, well, if heart disease is the number one killer, and I know that heart disease has a relation with cholesterol, cholesterol must be what is causing us to die. It's not true. It's not true, and I'm going to share with you here tonight. Sometimes, guys, I get so excited that I almost jump out of my chair. So if you see me coming forward and back, I apologize, but these things are important. And any of you that know me, Christy Blackman, I know you're online, you know me. You've known me probably longer than anybody ever has. Okay, you know me back when I was a kid. You know that this is something that I am passionate about. This isn't just a job to me. It frustrates me every day to see so many people calling and emailing saying, Sham, my doctor said to do this, yet I don't see it helping. Or I was told this, and I don't see it working. It's not helping. I'm not feeling the way that I should feel. I see so many people not being able to enjoy that quality of life that I believe is the whole reason we're here on this earth, to enjoy life. And you had those drug companies and those big food company industries that are smiling all the way to the bank. And I know that we can make a difference. Guys, the information is there. The studies, the research, the data, it doesn't add up to cholesterol being the problem. So let's look at that. Let's first of all look at, got a whole list of things here that I want to go over today. Let's first of all look at cholesterol in and of itself, okay? If cholesterol is so bad, why in the world is it then that the body even creates cholesterol on its own? Now, many of you didn't know that. The body actually creates cholesterol because it's that important. The liver creates cholesterol. Why? Because every single cell in our entire body, that membrane around the cell is created mostly, primarily, by cholesterol. It's a fatty membrane around every single cell that requires the presence of cholesterol. And when that fatty membrane, that cellular membrane, becomes weaker and weaker due to fat deficiencies, we see increased risk of disease, such as cancer. I get a lot of professional athletes, and collegiate high school athletes, that come and say, Chance, man, my menstruating cycle's not normal. I haven't had a period in months and months and months. And when we find out what their body fat, their fat intake, almost always it's because they've completely cut out their fat intake because at school everyone talks about, oh, you can't be overweight, you've got to be skinny, and to be skinny you got to cut all your fat out, especially those with cholesterol. Guys, it makes me sad. Cholesterol, and I hope you all understand this, cholesterol is vitally important to the body. Guess what fat it is that is most responsible for fat-soluble vitamins? Now, there are certain vitamins, guys, called fat-soluble, that require fat for those vitamins to be absorbed and utilized within the body. That's vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Those are fat-soluble vitamins. And what that means is that cellular membrane, if it's not balanced properly with the proper quantity and quality of fatty membrane, of fatty consistency, those vitamins cannot be accepted through that membrane into the cell for cellular utilization. So vitamin A, if you think vitamin A is important to you, you better have some cholesterol. If you think vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin K are important for us, we better have some cholesterol. That's something that I hope that I can express to you here tonight. Now, I don't want to just say, oh, don't worry about it, oh, we cholesterol. Guys, it's more than that, okay? And I don't want to be irresponsible. I don't want anybody to go think that, oh, well, Sam said I can just pig out on cholesterol, okay? I just don't want you to think that things that are high in cholesterol are automatically bad for our body. For example, let me give you a perfect example. Eggs. Eggs are very high in cholesterol. And so, here again, that food industry took advantage of that and said, oh, we can make a killing off of selling egg whites because our egg yolks are the most highest in cholesterol. So let's sell egg whites. Let's perpetuate that message out there that the egg whites are the way to go. And they charge double for egg white omelets as opposed to a regular egg omelet. So you're using less of the egg and charging more. Guys, there again, smiling all the way to the bank. When in fact the cholesterol, and Billy Weiss, I don't know if Billy's on tonight or not, he's on a lot of ours. He is one of my mentors, guys. I have much love, much respect for Billy. He's been on a lot of our calls. We collaborate on a lot of things together. He's a very successful pharmacist, as is his wife. And one of the things that he continues to preach to me and many others is that cholesterol is important, and especially in forms of eggs. Eggs are important, guys. They really are. And that's why some of you might be surprised when I tell you that I consume about 6 raw eggs every single day. Every day, 6 raw eggs. Now, some of you might say, well, that's crazy. I'm telling you, I know. I believe with all of my heart. I've looked at the studies. I've looked at the information. I've looked at the research. Cholesterol is vital for weight loss, for weight management, for cellular production, for cellular communication. And what, guys, what is the fattiest organ in the body? You should have learned this. Some of you write it down there in those comments as I'm talking through here. Ralph McClure, I see you coming on. I'm glad you're here. I always do a lot better when you're around. What is the fattest organ in the entire body, guys? What organ is made up more of fat than anything else in the entire body? The brain. You got it, Steven. You were the first one to get it on there. The brain. John Gardozzi, I knew you'd be following right behind it. Probably your computer's a little slower. That's why. You'd have been first. The brain. And guess what? It's made up of a phospholipid. Shelby, I knew you were right there. Alan Peters, all of you guys typing right in there. Candace, Dave, we have a lot of you guys. Candace, I think you're on our Core Health site, correct? Got Candace over there. Okay, we're broadcasting this on both Core Health as well as Shan Stratton. Okay, carrot, your cranium, I think that'll qualify for the brain. Yes, absolutely. So, Jim, Fathead, good comment there. Guys, that's what's fun about this. These live broadcasts, we can have a lot of fun on it. I really enjoyed it. Mark Tubbs, welcome, man. Appreciate you being on. It's been a long time, brother. Okay, so, not only cholesterol, guys, and I'm gonna take you through some other things here. When we're talking about cholesterol, there are different types of cholesterol. There's good cholesterol and there's bad. They refer to as LDL, low-density lipoprotein. That's a cholesterol that's supposedly bad, and we'll talk about why that's termed bad. But then there is HDL, which is high-density lipoprotein, and those fats or those cholesterols are actually good. Okay? Well, the reality is, those are mislabeled. Again, Matt, welcome, buddy. Appreciate you being on. Hope you feel a lot better. Those are labeled good and bad, and it's really misleading because even the low-density, the LDL cholesterol, they have some very key roles in production within the body. They play a vital role in cellular communication. Remember last month we talked about those neurotransmitters and communication between the neurons and the cells and so on. Okay, cholesterol, interestingly enough, the bad cholesterol plays a very important role in that. So we can't by any way say that there is, well, that, you know, the LDL is bad and so we should never take it. In fact, LDL, there are no studies, not one, that has convincingly and correctly proven or shown that LDL cholesterol has a negative effect or any relationship to heart disease. None. But it's by popular discussion that so many people think, oh man, that LDL stuff, that's horrible. I got to get away from that. Okay? Let's get away from what is being said and what is being written on Facebook and what is being written on Google and YouTube and all those others, and let's look at the studies. There are no studies to show high cholesterol has an effect on heart disease. None. In fact, just the opposite. I don't know if I have those, and I've got so much information I want to share with you guys. I don't have the exact statistic here, but if I remember correctly, it was somewhere in the figure of 54, something above 50% of the people that have high cholesterol are some of the healthiest people there are, that have the lowest risk of heart disease, but those are never talked about. Those are never studied or discussed. Okay, so let's move on just a little bit. Let's talk about the good sources. Okay, I don't want anybody thinking that I'm saying, oh yeah, just don't worry about cholesterol and go eat all you want. Let's focus on the good sources. Things like, I'm going to give you five different areas to look at today, first of all. If you will address these five areas, I promise you, you will reduce your body fat, you will increase your overall health, you will increase your cellular communication, you'll increase your brain cognitive functions, you'll increase the health of your lips and your hair and your nails. Okay, when I have clients come in, one of the first things I look at are their lips. If they get dry lips, if you get dry lips, dry skin, dry fingers, okay, cracking fingers, things like that, you are not getting enough good fat in your diet. It's that simple. And a lack of good fat reduces cellular communication, reduces hormonal production. Okay, that's why super low fat is not healthy, especially for women when they are pregnant. It's not healthy. So number one, here's the first thing that you want to do, guys. Cut all of your processed foods out. Okay? Cut that stuff out. If it comes in a box, a bag, a can, if it comes in any three of those, they're processed. There are no enzymes. The fats in there are not going to be in a usable raw form. Processed foods causes inflammation. Inflammation, there's that nasty word. Larry Schneider, I see you logged on, man. You know what I'm talking about when I say inflammation. Carrie, you're exactly right. Cortisol, okay, increasing those, or I'm sorry, not increasing, but consumption of those processed foods increase inflammation, much of it from, and in the form, or from, cortisol, much of them from some of the other things that we've talked about in the past broadcast. Okay, so cut those processed foods out. Cut your white flour out. No more white flour, guys. That is one of the worst things there are. Secondly, cut out your carbonated drinks. No carbonated drinks. Why? Because acidity increases inflammation, and inflammation increases damage inside our arteries. For today's discussion, creates a lot of problems. But today's discussion, inflammation creates damage inside and on the arterial walls. Now, that's important. That's really important for discussion a little bit later. Inflammation damages the internal side of our arteries. Remember that. Number three, reduce your general sugar intake. Sugar is inflammatory. Inflammatory, inflammatory, inflammatory. Sugar turns to saturated fat when it's not used. Sugar is probably the number one worst thing that there is. And that's part of what makes me so frustrated and so mad at the industry. You look at things like, perfect example, I went down to look at some of the things today. Chips Ahoy cookies. Okay? Chips Ahoy cookies has X amount of grams of fat and X amount of sugar. Well, when the fat-free craze came, Chips Ahoy, they put it on their label, reduced fat, and at the time, fat-free, they actually had some fat-free, which didn't sell well because they taste like horrible crud, I'm sure, okay? But they marketed that, we've reduced our fat, so come buy our food. Well, here was the dirty secret. Their fat content reduced only about 2 grams per serving. Their sugar content skyrockets up. So guys, sugar is way worse than the fat itself, in my experience. Sugar causes inflammation. Sugar creates saturated fat. Yeah, I see a good comment there from John Nardozzi. Guys, read his stuff. I think Liz put the link on there a while ago. His article, you want to go look at it. It's a fantastic article. Takes you through a lot of what I'm talking about. What is cholesterol? Why is it important? But he also goes into showing what you want to do to reduce the negative effects of arterial sclerosis. And again, we're going to get into that here in a minute. But John has some great, great stuff there. Again, we're honored to have him part of our writing team. Okay? So, sugar can turn and does turn into a saturated fat, a fat that is not really usable within the body. So reduce our intake of sugar. Things to do. Drink 1 ounce per pound of body weight of good alkaline ionized water. My choice is Kangen water. Okay, Kangen water is an alkaline ionized form of water. Okay? 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Now, I know I'm going to get some of you coming on there saying, wait a minute, you know, you teach us 1/2 ounce per pound of body weight. Okay? I'm telling you, I teach 1 ounce per pound of body weight. I want you striving towards 1 ounce per pound of body weight of alkaline ionized water to negate those negative acidic responses or acidic production from the foods we eat and the waters we drink, but more importantly, environmental factors that create acid production. 1 ounce per pound of body weight of alkaline ionized water. Exercise 3 times a week, guys. Exercise has proven not only, why do you exercise? Okay, think about it a minute. Most people exercise, go to the gym, why? To burn fat. Right, that's kind of the concept. Go to the gym, tell them how to burn fat. That's what I've been told. Guess what else, guys? Maybe more importantly, exercise stimulates production of cholesterol from the liver. So exercise is just as important for fat production as it is for fat reduction. So exercise is like a double, well, double-edged sword is negative, so double positive, I don't know. I don't know what the word would be here. Exercise provides value in regards to fat two ways. Increases the burning of fat and increases the production of fat, specifically cholesterol from the liver. Yes, Jared, like walking. You heard me talk last week. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to join a gym. If you go shopping, park it the furthest way from the store. Okay? Walk all the way. Don't look for the parking spot up front. Walk away. Those types of things are easy to do. Find ways to get that exercise in 3 days a week minimum. Okay. And then lastly, you have to increase your raw fats, guys. And that's I put it last because that's what I want to focus on here tonight. Now I'm going to review them. And then as all of you know, as long as you are subscribed to us, as long as you're signed up for our weekly newsletter on our corehealthproducts.com page, okay, you'll get all of this information in different forms that we provide it. Okay, I want to review real quickly the six areas that you want to focus on. Cut out all processed foods. If it's in a can, a box, or a bag, no good. No enzymes, no good health to it, no good. Cut out all carbonated and sugary beverages. Reduce our general sugar intake. Okay, that sugar will kill us. Kill us, kill us, kill us, kill us. We have to reduce that. Drink 1 ounce per pound of body weight of alkaline ionized water. Exercise 3 times per week. And then lastly, increase our raw fats. Things like eggs. Again, guys, I'm going to go through them. Okay? Someone mentioned here, Ed Nelson, you mentioned avocados. You're absolutely right, man. Avocados, I'm going to get to that in a minute. A huge, huge fan of avocados. Darren Shumway, welcome, man. Appreciate you logging on. You're a busy, busy man. And to give us a few seconds, I do appreciate it. Whole eggs, guys. Okay, now if you can get a free-range egg, all the better. That's what I would suggest and hope that you get. But guys, the cholesterol in egg yolks are important. No more egg whites. Get those yolks. And when you do them in a raw form like I do, again, I do 6 raw eggs every day. Every day. Okay, I do a shake first thing in the morning where I use some good clean protein powder. I use a banana. I use some coconut oil, which we're going to talk about in a minute. I use some fruit, and I always put in there at least 2, if not 3, raw eggs every single morning. And guys, I'm telling you, it is important for brain function, cellular function, and everything else. Okay, eggs, about 71% of the recommended daily allowance of your cholesterol right there from an egg. Okay, so it's a great source, and when you do it raw, you have all of those enzymes that are needed. Okay, studies have shown that the cholesterol from yolks does not affect cholesterol in the blood. Does not. Stephen O'Malley, you're going to try some raw eggs. I'm glad to hear it. I don't want anybody calling or crying to me if they eat salmonella. That's a risk I'm willing to take, but I have access to good free-range eggs as well. Eggs are also a great weight loss product, guys. Great for weight loss. If you're someone that's trying to lose weight, good source of raw fat coming in. It's a great source of raw protein. So it fills the body, fills the stomach very quickly. You don't have that hunger sensation. And all the enzymes are there. Okay? So raw eggs. Alan Peters, I see you starting first thing tomorrow with some raw eggs. I want you guys to give me some feedback. Come back on after you try it. Maybe some of you have some good recipes. Share it with us, guys. That's really what I want to turn these broadcasts into. I want to share as much information as I can. But the more you guys share back with us, the more your ideas we hear and stuff like that, that's great. Guys, we are all in this together. I do this because I want to help you, but I need you to help me. We need to share this message out there. Okay, so eggs, great, 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 great source. Increase it, guys. Increase it. Fatty fish. Okay, that probably goes without saying. A lot of you already knew maybe that fatty fish were important. Sherry, you're asking how many raw eggs for women. I would suggest 4 a day, okay, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, especially Now, you might be thinking, I'm saying, not if you're trying to lose weight, cut that. I'm saying, especially if you're trying to lose weight. Why? Because the more raw fat intake we can get, the more enzymes from those raw fats to digest and break down that adipose tissue fat on our stomach, on our hips, okay? All of that adipose tissue fat has to be digested. That's why our weight loss bundle is a massive high dosage of fat digesting enzymes. Okay, so you can either take them from a bottle, or you can get them into raw foods like eggs, like fatty fish, okay, your mackerel, salmon, trout to some degree, sardines, herring. Those are the types of fish that are fatty, and they have great sources of very important omega-3 fatty acids. Janet Klein, man, welcome to the broadcast. There's another one of my favorite people, guys. Janet Klein is a chiropractor and a very, very good one at that. And her comment about salmonella, I couldn't agree with you more. There is that risk, and so wash the best that you can. Most of that salmonella is on the outside, as Janet, you're explaining right there. Wash that outside of the egg very good before cracking it, and there is still that risk. There's absolutely the risk, guys. There's no way around it, but I will tell you, I absolutely will take that risk every day because I've been doing it for a long time, and as long as I have high quantities of probiotics in my GI tract, I know that I can fight most of that stuff out. So, with that said, Janet, thank you so much for the comment, and thank you for being on. It is an honor to have you here. I miss you. You know that. Okay, so fatty fish, guys. And another important part about the fatty fish is not just because of the raw fat, but because of the type of raw fat. You all know what fat, okay, I'm gonna have you all get ready to type it down here in the comments, okay? Get ready, because this is what I want to ask, and see how many of you can get it in there the fastest. What fats do I feel are most important for the body? Omega-3, 6s, or 9s? Go! Let's see who gets it in there first, or at least which one comes up first. Alan, good comment about the raw eggs. I know there's a little bit of a delay here. Do you have anyone over there yet coming in? Omega-3, Sergio Santos, man, I miss you too, brother. Welcome. Yep. Eileen, omega-3, you're right, guys. You hear me preach about omega-3. Tracy, you say omega-6s? They're not my most important, but yes, they are absolutely important. Now, the reason omega-3s are so important, guys, is because the brain is made up primarily of those omega-3s. Rebecca, you're right. The brain, those omega-3s in a specific form, phospholipid form. Okay, there are two different types of omega-3s. Claudia, you're right, girl. There are two different types of omega-3s. There is a phospholipid, and there is a triglyceride form. The phospholipid form is the only form that can be finally absorbed through the blood-brain barrier or brain growth. Omega-3s are very hard to find in that phospholipid form, some of which you can find in raw fish, but mostly the highest quantity of all is found in krill oil. That's why our core EFA is pharmaceutical grade, straight, clean, pure krill oil. It's only to massively increase that omega-3. I don't want to get off track, but remember, our omega-3 to omega-6 should be about 1 to 1. In America today, the balance has gotten out of whack. Instead of 1 to 1, it is 1 to 25. 1 omega-3 to 25 omega-6, and that omega-6 turns into cholesterol when it's out of balance. Those omega-6s, although very important, out of balance, they turn into cholesterol. So you have to increase your omega-3s. Some of the other sources in here, I have it right here, chia seeds. great source of omega-3 fatty acids. Some of the fish that we're talking about, coconut oil, our omega-4 BFAs. Say, guys, the core BFA is straight pharmaceutical-grade omega-3 fatty acids, strictly to get that percentage back up there. Okay, Sherry, I took my core BFAs with my egg and coconut oil on lunch tonight. Glad to hear it. So honored that you say that. Okay, I appreciate that. So we talked about eggs, fatty fish, nuts. Nuts are a great source of raw fat, guys. Now again, here comes that myth that we talked about in the past, or that people have talked about in the past. Whoa, nuts are high in fat. I can't have that. If you believe fat's bad, then nuts would not be good for you. But I'm telling you, fat is vital, guys. It's so important, and I firmly believe that this whole fat-free, broad, crazy thing that we've seen swish through here this last decade is causing more damage, more increased heart disease than it is than benefit, because the body needs it. And when you look at who benefits by creating this craze and this fear, it's the big drug companies, as I said before. Okay, so nuts are high in vitamin E. They're a great source of magnesium. Okay, specifically your walnuts, raw almonds, those are two easy nuts that you can get raw, get it at a health food store. Keep them at your desk, guys. Use them as a snack throughout the day. Now, don't keep handfuls upon handfuls. Spread them out. Use them as a snack throughout the day. Have some raw avocados, which is the next one on my list. Raw avocado, guys, is one of the greatest sources of raw fat. Why is raw? I know most of you know this, but I'm going to say it again, okay? Why are fats raw more important or good for us than fats that are cooked? Because of the enzymes. All raw fat can be used in a usable form, in a good form for energy. Sugar, though, causes a problem, and that's what we're going to talk about. Because so many of these foods are starting to replace, or not starting to, have for many years, replace their fat by saying, oh, we're fat-free, we're reduced fat. Come take our food because we cut our fat down. But the little secret over here is a sleight of hand. Look at our fat coming down over here while they bring their sugars up. Sugar is more damaging. I would rather people have more fat than more sugar. Yet when we look at labels now, sugar is way more than fat because of that stigma that fat is bad. Okay? So, nuts, raw nuts are great. Kermit's back there, anybody?
Yeah, John
Nardozzi. John Nardozzi? John, appreciate your comments, man. Looks like he's left some comments on the Core Health product one as well. Keep it up, John. Great, great, great mind, and someone that I'm honored to have with us. Okay, chia seeds, guys. Another great source. It's a great fatty food. 9 grams of good fat in there. And the key thing about the chia that you put in a shake, I don't always, but I would say maybe once or twice a week, we have raw chia seeds. I put them in my shake in the blender. You can even take those chia seeds and use in like a coffee grinder when they're dry before you put them in a shake, and you can grind it up into a powder. Then you can put those powder in your shake. You can put the chia seed powder on a salad. All kinds of things that you can do. Extra virgin olive oil, guys. Another great source. High in vitamin E, high in vitamin K, great antioxidants. And then lastly, the last one I'm gonna bring up here, coconut oil. Coconut oil is great. And interestingly, it's gaining some real popularity, especially in the health industry. Oh, it's not out there in the drug industry, though. It's not among the special interest groups. Coconut oil is bad because it's high in fat. Guess what, guys? Do you think saturated fat is bad for you? One of my topics on our email this week was, if you're someone that believes saturated fat is bad, you need to come to our broadcast. Here it is. I'm going to lay it out there. Coconut oil is almost exclusively saturated fat. Yet study after study after study has shown that it is extremely beneficial to the brain, to the connective tissues, the cellular membrane functionality, to recovery. It's an antioxidant. We all know the value of antioxidants. Tracy mentioned, I love coconut oil. But yet, if I would have said, okay, guys, I'm going to give you something to eat, and it's 90% saturated fat. And that's what coconut oil is. 90% of its fat are saturated fat. And if I would have just given this blanket statement that, guys, I'm going to have you start eating this, that's 90% saturated fat, I'm going to have you eat quite a bit of it. Man, in general, maybe not you on this webinar, but in general, people would go nuts. You can't have us eating saturated fat. Saturated fat is terrible. It's horrible. It's going to kill us. I disagree. Like I said about protein, carbohydrates before, protein's not bad for us. High protein's not bad for us. Undigested protein will kill us. Carbohydrates are not bad for us. High carbohydrates are not bad for us. Undigested carbohydrates will kill us. Fats are not bad for us. Saturated fat is not bad for us. Cholesterol is not bad for us. Undigested cholesterol, saturated fat, and general fat can, in fact, increase heart disease. Raw fats have the enzymes. Guys, I hope you're starting to see the importance of the enzyme factor. Without enzymes, fats can't be broken down. Without enzymes, proteins and carbohydrates can't be broken down. So when you eat a food that's cooked or processed, regardless of the health, nutritional value in that food, the value is only a potential value. And until that potential is broken out and realized, it means nothing. I've worked with professional athletes. I've been to more spring training and combine camps for college athletes and high school athletes than I ever want to count. I've seen more athletes with more potential that never make it out, never make it past high school. Why? Because that potential was never released. That athlete maybe didn't apply him or herself. That athlete never worked towards it. They had the greatest potential, but potential does not get a paycheck. Nutritional potential does not get utilized without enzymes. You have to have it. Enzymes have to be there to break these fats down. And that's why every single one of the fats that I just mentioned to you guys are raw. Go back, raw eggs, fatty fish, raw as possible, extra virgin olive oil, raw coconut oil. I mean, again, that list goes on, guys. I always get so much information and think that I can get it all to you guys, and then by the end I'm saying, so much I wanted to tell you more. And we're already at 45 minutes. I've got to get this out there. So I'm not losing any viewers, so hopefully you guys are enjoying this. And if you are, feel free to leave a comment down below. Brianna McLeod, I miss you, girl. It's so good to see y'all. Appreciate you being here. Okay, a couple more things I want to hit, guys, real quickly here. And John Nardoni did a great job of outlining this in his blog, so you can read more detail on it in that blog. But I want to give you a general idea of why the theory of arterial plaque or arterial sclerosis does, in fact, increase heart disease and increase risk of death, those types of things. Okay? The reason that has occurred is because here's what happens. Our entire body has these veins and arteries and everything going all through it, running throughout the body. And on the inside of these veins, guys, like any other tissue, they can be damaged. And that damage comes from free radicals. Those free radicals, coming from inflammation in most cases, create little fissures, little tears on the inside of these arteries, and the body was created in a way that said, oh my gosh, we've got a little bit of damage on the inside of this artery, What's the best, fastest way we can push that up? We can heal that. We can make it strong again so we don't burst open an artery. We know what would happen then, right? Okay? So the body goes into this response of inflammation from foods that we eat, drinks that we consume, electromagnetic fields, cell phones, TVs, environmental factors, all these things bombarding our body, the inflammation goes up. And remember, all inflammation, guys, starts in the gut. All starts in the gut. Okay? And so inflammation starts, and that inflammation creates what are called cytokines. Remember, I talked about that. That's why you want to watch this webcast every single week, because we keep building on it. Cytokines are created from inflammation, circulate throughout the body, and create that damage inside those arterial walls. And the body says, got to fix that real quick. We can't have our arteries damaged or our veins or our capillaries. So we got to fix that. Well, guess what the body uses as plaster to plaster up that wall, to plaster up that fissure that was made by a free radical, by a cytokine from inflammation. That's right. It uses fat. And so this fat, cholesterol, is then trapped there as cement, so to speak, as a band-aid, whatever you want to call it. And hey, okay, now we've got it there. What happens, guys, is that fat transfers into a different form now with a matrix, kind of like a fiber matrix, and it becomes hard. It starts becoming harder. Hardening of the arteries, arterial plaque. So is the cholesterol what is causing the problem? No. Like I taught over and over and over again, we are focused on the smoke and not the fire. The fire, guys, is inflammation. Inflammation causes our cholesterol and other fats to be used as a band-aid. And now, because all of this inflammatory damage, and remember, most doctors will tell you, if anybody on here is a doctor, write down below and let them know that you agree and you know what I'm talking about is right. Most doctors will tell you systemic inflammation is the number one killer. Systemic inflammation causes more damage, more secondary damage, more, I don't even know what the word would be, more problems than anything else. Inflammation is the silent killer. And that inflammation is the fire. Okay? What is causing that inflammation? And the inflammation is a fire that creates the smoke, and the smoke is that fat now being used on the arterial walls to pack it up, okay, to make it strong. Only secondarily down the road, studies show, boy, all these people that are dying from heart disease, they have a lot of plaque on their walls. It must be cholesterol's fault. And it's not. It's inflammation. And interestingly enough, guys, all of these things that I just shared with you reduces inflammation. Whole eggs has been proven to reduce inflammation. Fatty fish reduces inflammation. Nuts, there are certain nuts reduce inflammation. Chia seed reduces inflammation. Coconut oil. Study after study has shown coconut oil, highest saturated fat, 90% saturated fat, reduces inflammation. So guys, I come back to hopefully wrapping it all up. Danny, great comment. Danny Conway, another one that I have great respect for, has used our product for a long time, great knowledge. She points out that studies have actually shown that more people have died from low cholesterol than they have high cholesterol. So it feeds right into what we're talking about. Danny, thanks for the comment there, and you're 100% right. So guys, we have to get that cholesterol back in our body, but it needs to be in a raw form. Sharon, great comment. How about flaxseed? Another great source of raw fat. Flaxseed, chia seeds, they fall into that same category. Can be used in shakes. Love these comments, guys. I hope that this is beneficial for everybody and your feedback in helping people. Okay? These are the types of things, guys, that hopefully we can start to learn and realize we have to get away from the big interests of the big companies that laugh as we are all dying with misinformation like cholesterol will kill you. Like saturated fat is going to kill you. Like all of these issues, guys, raw fat will help fix this. People like Billy Weiss, that has more years in study and with his wife in the medical industry and now in the nutrition industry, will be the first to tell you, eat those eggs. I do 6 every day. Eat these raw foods. Eat avocados. Eat raw nuts. All these things that we mentioned, guys, cholesterol is not bad. In fact, it is vital and important to our overall health. And last thing I'm going to point out, the statin drugs. I'm not going to go into too much detail here. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not making a claim. I certainly don't want the medical community coming after me. But the statin drugs, studies have shown, increase the risk of diabetes, just to name one, by double. Doubles your risk for diabetes. Statin drugs reduce the breakdown of cholesterol. And that's how those drugs work. Those statin drugs create an ACE inhibitor, okay, which stops that enzyme that digests cholesterol. So that cholesterol cannot be used in any way. It can't be used for strengthening up the wall. It can't be used for anything. It blocks that enzyme from the liver, stopping that production of cholesterol. And statin drugs are, in fact, increasing the risk of many of the diseases. So I'm not going to sit here. I can't sit here and tell you don't do statins or get off statins. I will tell you that I believe, and it's my experience, that the statin drugs are probably the last option that I would ever choose when trying to reduce cholesterol, when trying to reduce the fat buildup of cholesterol. Increase the risk of raw fat. You'll have the enzymes to break it down and use it for energy. Guys, I love doing these. I appreciate you logging on and watching these. I hope that it is of benefit. I spend a lot of time studying and preparing for these, not to pat myself on the back, but to say we've got a lot of information, guys, that we have to get out there to others. So I would ask you to join our cause. Help us spread this message. Share our broadcasts and our web pages and our Facebook pages and our Instagram pages with all of your friends and family members. Some of them may like it, some of them may not, but I will tell you guys, this is something that I love to do. I hope that each of you will check out our website, take a look, especially for our core EFAs, okay, raw fat, pharmaceutical grade, our heart health, which is just a large, high quantity dosage of all of the fat digesting enzymes needed to digest our fat so the body can use it and it's not used to be built up in there. These are the types of things that I love, guys. I get to do it with professional athletes on a daily basis. In fact, just in the last 3 days, we've had 3 different teams call up to place large orders, San Francisco Giants, Oakland A's, Chicago Cubs. Love them all. Appreciate their support and orders. But this is where my love is. My love is sharing with general population to help people understand we don't have to keep going down the road that we're going. Keep in mind, the last thing I'll say, we do the same things today that we did yesterday. We're going to have the same problems tomorrow that we have today. And I believe today there are some serious problems in America and around the world. And I believe that you and I together can change all of this one person at a time. Thank you all so much. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you all for logging on and being part of this tonight. Hope you all have a great evening, and I'll see you again next Thursday from Mexico. I'm going to be on the shores of Mexico next week doing it on the beach. Doing it, meaning doing the webinar on the beach. Have a great night, guys. Love y'all.